Well, welcome aboard on 97.1 FM. I'm your host, David Keys, for Live Local Radio. And boy, Tag, do we have a show lined up today. We have the festival at Sandpoint talking about the latest, greatest lineup, the final lineup now for our iconic music series. Then we're going to talk to the Lions Club head, Janice, who's going to tell us all about the 4th of July activities. And then with any luck, we'll have the Bonnet General Health here talking about their fun run coming up very soon, too. It's so funny how you get to summer, and it is summer because we have graduation this week. Things are going to happen there. We are now in full summer mode in Sandpoint and the area for sure, too. And I look out, and I see some blue sky. I see a little bit of cloud cover. I guess that's kind of what it is for now for a while. Tag, welcome aboard. Thanks for all the help, my friend.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I try.
I know. Hey, one thing we didn't talk about before was the NBA. Who do you think is going to win that series?
Well, as of last night, I thought it was going to be the Spurs, but now I think it's going to be the Knicks.
I think they found a way to minimize Mr. 7'4" guy there.
And
my goodness.
That's a tough job all in itself. Yeah, and they did. They did a great job, actually, last night. Yeah. Carl Anthony Towns was – he played great. The points maybe weren't there, but the way he played –
he influenced the game so much. That was awesome, and it was just fun to watch that way too. It really, really was. But, you know, that's where they play best of seven.
I know. So
we'll see how that goes.
What is it? Friday now is the next game.
Yeah, still in San Antonio.
It'll be in San Antonio, and then they got to go to the Garden. So good luck there. That's a tough spot.
That's a tough spot. And also, did you hear about the ticket prices?
Yeah, what is it, $250,000 a ticket?
So they figure that you could go to all three if there are three games in San Antonio – and it would be less expensive than one game seven or six ticket and for the Knicks.
Which is just ridiculous.
That's just crazy. I know.
Yeah.
I think what I would do, if I had a ticket now, I'd resell it for that amount, find a hotel somewhere nearby, enjoy all the stuff going on there, watch the game, and pocket $100,000+.
I think that's not a bad idea at all.
But I wasn't that smart.
Yeah, right. You didn't get the Knicks tickets?
No, I sure didn't. I didn't at all. But again, we talked about summer coming on, and here we are. We also have the big Chafe bike ride coming up, too, and that's a huge one, as you know, for Sandpoint Rotary and the town. That ride has raised more than $1 million. It's probably going to be about more like $1.3 million by the end of this season, which is great. It's had a really good run. It's been fun to watch that, but you know, almost every year the Rotary Club kicks back about $100,000 to the community, too. So every year, in addition to the proceeds going to the school district, which they do, we also give money for like mini RILA and training, youth training things for kids and all sorts of stuff, too. So if you haven't had a chance, and the weather's supposed to be great, by the way, the weather committee said it's going to be perfect. It's the same committee I had for my district conference here, and it was perfect there, so I'm assuming it'll be awesome. Think about registering at chafe150.org. That's chafe150.org. And, you know, you can have a great day. We're going to have a family fun ride, all sorts of fun stuff, too. Just get on that website, and you'll see what's going on, and I guarantee a good time. And if you recognize my voice today, well, guess what? You'll hear my voice down there as well. So if you don't like my voice, well, you can still come down and plug your ears. They're still looking for volunteers, though, too. You don't even have to ride a bike. You can get down there and then sign up on, Rotary.org or also chafe150.org to sign up to volunteer. They need your help. They're short of volunteers this year, but they're going to get through it anyway. But if you want to help and you say there's nothing to do in this town to give back, well, I've got an idea for you. You can either ride your bike and help support the cause, or you can volunteer and help support the cause too. So enough about that, Tag. I think that's going to be a fun weekend there too. My goodness, it's all coming up so quickly on us too. It really, truly is. And then, you know, you look around, you see this this ride we'll be talking about and this race we'll be talking about shortly too. I'm looking at my calendar here. And I'm looking at the reader and the bee and all this kind of stuff, and there is no way to be able to do everything. So you have to kind of pick and choose, which is okay, too. What a problem to have. And now with graduation coming up tomorrow, that's getting close here at Sandpoint, too. So then all of a sudden, again, we're in full summer mode. So with that, I think we're going to take a quick first break here. And then when we come back, we'll be talking about all things festival at Sandpoint with Dara. And she has an announcement to make about a new employee there. Well, a new, old, but young employee who's joined the team at the festival. So let's take that quick break, and we'll be right back.
The festival at Sandpoint is back from July 30th through August 9th. You won't want to miss Rick Springfield, Mettland, Andy Grammer, George Thorogood and the Destroyers, and more. Buy tickets and learn more at festivalatsandpoint.com. The Festival at Sandpoint is back.
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it, but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
Offering any local business pre-ordered lunches. Place by 5 p.m. the day before and pick up the next day between 11:15 a.m. and 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. 10% off orders of 8 or more. Place your order, pick up the next day, all prepared and ready to go.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Dear employer,
my name is Phil Martin.
My name is Michael Roskovich.
Ronaldo Bird.
Zach Dizer.
I am writing to express my excitement at the opportunity to join your team.
As someone on the spectrum,
I possess a unique set of skills
that sets me apart from other candidates.
My detail-oriented nature allows me to communicate complex ideas,
to break down data,
to have no fear in meeting new people.
I may communicate in ways that are different from what you're used to.
Structure, routine,
and clear expectation.
Help me do my best work.
My autism allows me to have a perspective that needs to be seen and heard.
It allows me to make the world safer and improve systems in ways others can't.
It allows me to bring people's inner worlds to life with my artwork.
My autism
will bring your team important insights.
Thank you for your consideration.
An autistic, inclusive workplace is good for business. It's time to make a change. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/win.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio. I am so glad you joined us today, and I'm equally excited here. We have two outstanding guests just several feet away from me right now, and just brimming with information about the Festival of Sandpoint, and an announcement to make, too. Dara, can I turn this over to you to make the announcement?
Absolutely. We are so excited to welcome Caroline Hawkins to the Festival at Sandpoint staff as our Director of Community and Strategy.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? I remember you when you were, like, you know, this tall.
Right.
But now look at you. You've all grown up and doing good things. Welcome back, first of all.
Thank you.
Maybe tell us what you've been doing.
Yeah, so I have been down in Boise for the past few years doing work with an arena and a stadium at Boise State University. I did go to U of I, so it was a little bit controversial. But
you hit the black and gold, did
I
you?
Did you? Okay. I did. I had the license plate. My car got dented. It was a whole thing. But I'm super happy to be back. Before this, I was with the festival for about 7 years and just super eager to be back.
What did you do then?
Then I did a variety of roles. I did an internship, and then I moved into more of a box office marketing role. And then after COVID, it was into operations and marketing. So kind of all the above.
Well, I remember you then, too, and you were so good back then. And when I saw the announcement, Facebook, I think, is where I saw it, I thought, wow, what a good move. And that's the whole idea, to bring people back home with an excuse to make a living and make a difference that way, too.
Right.
So officially welcome back. I'm so glad to be working with you again, too.
Thanks.
It'll be fun to watch all your special talents come to work at the festival, for sure.
I'm excited.
And speaking of, I hear that the festival's on, ready to go, getting ready, warmed up.
We're ready to go. We are got the lineup set. We're working on all the details behind the scenes. And right now we are focusing on our annual online auction. It's usually
you take this where you want to go, don't you? It's so funny. You know, I start up here, and then Dara said, "You know what? We can sure talk, but I'm going to talk about this auction. I'm going to talk about snacks." So Dara, tell us more about the auction.
The auction. The people that will have been following our auction for a while will recognize the packages. They're sourced internally, so we take a night. Say it's George Thorogood, and we'll auction off a blanket placement, 6 chairs on your blanket. Give you a couple bottles of wine, some drink tickets to enjoy at the concert, and we really try to use those, you know, internal packages to raise a little bit more extra funds for our year-round music education programs that we do.
Absolutely. And if you didn't do that, it would be more of a stretch, wouldn't it?
Yes.
For sure.
Yes. Our year-round education programs do cost us a fair amount. And so the online auction is a way to offset those costs a little bit more.
Right, right. And the cost of putting on a venue and having a concert series like this keeps going up, too. And you have a couple inherent costs, too, don't you? Again, the field and all that stuff.
It's the field and the decking that we have to purchase to protect the field, and then obviously the stage that we rent. So those things, you know, costs just keep going up for different aspects of the festival, and we're kind of at a cap for the amount of tickets that we can sell, and so we can't bring in more people to make more money. So we really do rely on things like our auction, and then our fundraiser that we're doing at the end of next week as well to help offset those costs.
Right. And you've got to be creative that way too, because we do ask a lot of people in Sandpoint area to give, and a lot of people do give too, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I bet though most people listening have no idea what it costs to cover that part of the field every year.
Why
don't you share that amount?
I wish I knew that amount. I do know that we rent the decking and that it is transported here from Bakersfield, California. So, anybody that's bought anything off Amazon knows that shipping costs are a thing. So imagine shipping a semi truck full of decking from California up here. It gets quite costly.
And one would guess that it's more this year than it was last year about this time, too.
Probably is very true. And next year it will be even more. So. Yeah.
And again, that's something that's unique because of the venue, for sure. But again, you're not going anywhere else now.
Nope.
So you've got to keep kind of build that in, don't you?
Exactly. We've got to protect that turf and, you know, make sure that it's in good condition for us to use again next year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you have some fundraisers coming up, like one coming up like right away.
Yeah. So it's more of a celebration for our auction. That's kind of why our auction will end next Friday, June the 12th. And so then Saturday, June the 13th, we're going to throw a concert at the Hive. And it's kind of also a way to remind the community that we are a year-round operation and that we just want to have fun with our friends. So we're looking at this more of a fundraiser. So it's a concert with snacks at midnight. Some people might remember them from last year. They opened for Third Eye Blind. So they're going to come up here and they're going to throw a concert for us. Tickets are $15 in advance. They're $20 at the door. And the fundraising aspect of that night is going to be buy a key for $15 and try to unlock a treasure chest that holds 2 sponsor season passes inside of it.
Wow. How about that?
So it's a great way to get that $2,000 season's pass for $15.
And I like how you did the fundraiser. You got rid of the D.
Absolutely.
You know, it gets lost on radio a bit, I think, maybe, but it's there. It was, you know.
Yeah. Fundraiser. Fun.
well, very good. Is that a new event? It's not, is it? Oh, is it? Brandon?
Yes. Okay. It's a new event for us. We've talked about doing annual fundraisers for a while, and, you know, all the nonprofits in Sandpoint have to throw fundraisers, and we wanted to do something a little bit different, and also to kind of make friends, you know, that's a friendraiser also. So to remind people that we are a fun organization, we just want to bring live music to our community, and we also want to support these pre-K outreach programs, our instrument library, these types of things. And since school is wrapping up, pre-K outreach has wrapped up for the year, and this is a good way to celebrate the parents and grandparents of our pre-K kids and to show them that, you know, we want to bring them into the fold as well.
And you had some scholarships this year as well.
Yeah, we did. We gave out a lot of scholarships this year. I think $12,000 was what we ended up giving out. And it's so great to see these kids come in and their nerves, and they're a little nervous, and they come in and they'll sing their song or they'll play their instrument. And I'm always just amazed at the talent that we have here in Sandpoint, especially in our young people. And whatever we can do to foster that is definitely what we try to do.
Now, you're pretty well lined up for staff. Or are you still looking for a key spot?
I think we're pretty lined up for staff. Caroline kind of rounded out the gap that we had. We have interns that start next week, and so they join us for the summer. They help us with, you know, selling tickets and preparing for the summer series. And then, of course, you know, we have about 350 volunteers join us for the duration of the two-week series that we have. We do have, I think, spots available still on our production crew. That is a paid position. It's a great opportunity for some of those younger people that don't have a full-time job that can pop in and work for us for 3 to 4 weeks, help us turn that football field into a venue. Great experience for younger kids, or maybe someone that's just looking for something to do during the summer and wants to be a part of the music. So,
what a great way to learn too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you're looking for volunteers always.
Always.
And then so they go on to?
Festival@sandpoint.com. You can go to the Get Involved section of our website. That's where you'll find your volunteer application. There will also be a section there below that for production crew. If maybe you've got a teenager that needs something to do for those last few weeks in July and August, they can sign up there for that as well.
Wow, very good. So let's talk about ticket sales and all that. Oh. What's going on there? Who's your hot seller so far?
I think our hottest seller so far is Andy Grammer. He came out in the lead right from the beginning, and he sort of kept that hold. But I think Rick Springfield and George Thorogood are coming up pretty close on his heels.
I would bet. I mean, it's got to be close. We had no sellouts last year.
No sellouts. Brothers Osborne was very close, but they did not sell out.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what is selling out? How many tickets do you sell for that?
It's about 3,200, 3,300. Our capacity is set, and then we have to subtract out our sponsors and our volunteers. And so we'll take 500 or 600 off of that number, and that kind of gives us what our capacity is at the field. And then that's our sellout number. And we want it to be a comfortable night for everybody. It's no fun when you're sitting on your blanket and, you know, someone else's feet are on your blanket, or, you know, and we're all really squished together like that. So, we try to keep it comfortable for everybody and safe. You know, having all that many people in a space like that can get a little bit tight. And we have an amazing security team that helps kind of keep that under control. But, you know, we want everyone to have the room to have fun.
Sure. Absolutely. So the festival experience has changed a little bit over the last couple of years, mostly because of liability, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe tell people who maybe haven't been to the festival for a few years what they might see this year versus, say, 5 years ago even.
I think we don't have any real policy changes this year, which is a nice change. But, previously, you know, the festival, you were allowed to bring in, outside liquids, wagons, strollers, glass bottles. Those sorts of things have kind of gone away. The artificial turf sort of dictated the no glass rule. Again, safety and security sort of dictated those no hard-sided coolers, no wheels, wagons, and strollers. And then obviously insurance with the outside liquids. We're no longer able to allow people to bring those in. You're still more than welcome to bring in chairs, blankets, bring your food, bring your picnic, and then just head on over to one of our three bars and pick a cocktail up or a bucket of beers to take back to your blanket with you and enjoy your picnic that way. So it helps keep it safe, but we still want to keep the magic of the summer festival alive, picnic.
And I think Festival Street has been worked out really well where it is now too.
Festival Street's great. We have some great vendors this year.
Maybe tell us about that a bit.
You'll see a lot of your same favorites. We are bringing in a few new people. We'll still have our sweet treats, which is always a big hit. Everybody loves the ice cream and the cold desserts. Last year we had a Just Drinks booth, and I think we're going to maybe alt for that to do alcohol as well this year to kind of bring a little bit more, you know, another opportunity. Last year we had two bars. This year we're going to have three, just to sort of spread out the alcohol sales so that everyone's not in line for a really long time.
Right. Well, it's such a special event. It really is. And it's just nice to see the new generation of folks running it. And I'm excited for you too. Any long-term predictions on the weather? Have you checked?
Let's hope for no smoke.
Oh, really?
I just don't want it to be smoky. Yes, no forest fires. That's my that's always my hope for the summer, is that it's clear blue skies and breathable air.
Right.
Yeah.
And tickets are available now.
Festival@sandpoint.com.
And do not buy them from a secondary market.
Don't buy them from a third party seller. The scalping game this year is real.
I'm hearing about it from the Panada folks too.
Yes.
That it's a real thing for any kind of venue.
Anybody that can try to take advantage of something, that's what they're going to do. And so make sure that you're buying from festival@sandpoint.com. If you're not sure, if you have any questions, you can give us a call or you can come into the office and we would be happy to sell you a ticket in person.
Right. So since what, 1983, this has been going on. Holy smokes. And it's growing, growing, growing. And it'll be a great year.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to have you back in town too, by the way, Caroline. That's
absolutely
wonderful.
Yeah.
And any questions you have, get a hold of these folks. They're available. Call them up, stop on by, get online, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So thank you for your time today.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks again for all you do.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to our next conversation. We'll be close to that point.
Yes.
It'll be awesome. So again,
hopefully we'll have a sellout show to tell you about at that time.
You know what? Let's do it. Let's make that happen.
Let's make that happen.
get our people on that. So,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll be talking to Janice from the Sandpoint Lions Club. And they've got this little thing, I don't know, you may have heard of it, the 4th of July parade and fireworks show here, and it's huge. And they might need some help this year. So let's all get together and we'll take a quick break and then we'll grab Janice.
A beautiful garden starts with quality plants, and the best plants are grown with love and care at the Flower Farm north of Sandpoint. The Flower Farm is open for the season and jam-packed with perfect pansies and heavenly hardy perennials ready to plant now. Plus, pick your gorgeous hanging baskets now while the selection is good. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday and 10 to 4 Sunday. Located on Selly Road, just off Colburn Culver. And remember, healthy plants for happy gardens are grown at the Flower Farm.
Home isn't just a place. It's the people around you, the ones you count on. At Vive, this isn't just where we provide service. It's the communities we're part of. That's why we built our fiber-rich network, delivering multi-gig speeds up to 2 gigs, so you can stream, game, work, and connect, backed by a team that's part of your community. Vive Broadband, proud to be your hometown connection. Not available in all areas. Speeds vary by location. Visit vibebroadband.com for all restrictions.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Pearls on the Lake in Hope is now open. Join us Thursday through Sunday from noon to 8 p.m. for great food and waterfront views. Now hiring kitchen staff, apply today. Visit pearlsonthelake.com for details.
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it, but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
All children deserve the best start. That includes good oral health. As life milestones are met, ensure they visit dental specialists at ages 1, 7, and 15. Around age 1, it's time for a visit with a pediatric dentist to help establish good oral health habits. At 7, it's time to see an orthodontist to ensure your child's bite, teeth, and jaws are developing properly. Around 15, it's time for a visit to an oral and maxillofacial surgeon to determine if your child's wisdom teeth need to be removed or monitored. Remember, milestones met, healthy teeth set. Visit specialists at ages 1, 7, and 15. Make these appointments at the right time to ensure a proper foundation for good oral health. Learn more at milestonesmet.org.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time.
Well, welcome back to Live Local Radio on 97.1 FM. I'm your host, David, and it's what a great day this is turning out to be. We've got great guests today, great weather today, all that kind of cool stuff. But if you want to relive this moment, and who wouldn't, right?
Right.
This is also will be recorded and played at 4 o'clock on Saturday, I've been told. Yep, 4 o'clock on Saturday. And it also exists as a podcast on NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Oh, who knew?
So there you go. That's right. Save it for
jinx.
You know, it's funny thing about radio. So, you know, when you talk, and you know this tag, I'll be talking and all of a sudden you'll hear this little voice. And then people go on the radio, they'll go, what's that noise? And the noise, and it's a very nice noise, by the way, is I have two guests today from Bonner General Health. But we're going to be talking mostly, I think, about Find Your Strength Fun Run, which is coming right up. In fact, when is it coming up? It's like right now. It's like June 13th.
Yes.
Wow. Are we ready to go?
We will be.
You're welcome, by the way. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us all about it, would you?
Well, we've got a great event planned out. It's our fifth annual Find Your Strength Fun Run. It's a fundraiser for the hospital hometown health grants that the foundation has. And we have a 5K, a 1K for the little ones. It's superhero themed. Have an after party with games and everything for the kids, snacks. It's just a great, great morning.
I checked the weather. It's supposed to be nice, by the way.
Oh, good.
I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to jinx it for sure. I know.
I haven't looked.
I know. Well,
that's pretty far out still, weather-wise.
Yeah, things can change for sure. But why wouldn't you want to go to this for sure? I mean, how many people do you expect?
Oh, gosh. You know, it ranges every year. It's different. Last year, we had over 200 participants, and we're hoping for more than that. We'll see. It's, you know, this town, it's a last-minute registration, you know. Thing.
Literally look up in the weather and see what it's like. Yes, and we get that for Chafe as well, too. Yeah. It's like, we'll go down and support.
So we really won't know until that morning.
Right. Yeah. But if a person was on the fence thinking about going or not going, this money stays locally. It helps the different departments who really they have those needs and wants type of things where the big budget doesn't cover everything for sure.
Correct.
But they kind of know better than administration knows of what that department might need or use, and they submit a request for that. Is that true?
Yes,
and then,
absolutely.
Then your committee more than likely looks at that and says, well, we'd love to give this department X, Y, or Z because they deserve it. Is that kind of the math on that?
Yeah, it's just, you know, talking with the department heads. We have a meeting where we all get together and discuss those needs and what the departments really, really can, you know, do with and maybe what the hospital budget could absorb. So it's a really great, great initiative we have.
Absolutely it is. And what kind of budget comes out of the race? I
mean, well, our year every is $50,000 to come out of that. And we haven't reached that goal in the last few years, unfortunately. So it's what we have. It's, you know, whatever we make and then we'll pull most likely this year probably from the foundation budget.
Sure. And have these departments already sent in their wish list?
Not yet.
So they kind of wait? Do they kind of wait and see?
Right, until July. It opens July.
Perfect. Perfect. Give me an idea maybe of what you've purchased with some of that money over the years.
I'll lend that over to Kristen.
Hey, Kristen's here too. Hey, where did you come from? You know, Kristen used to be like this ongoing radio star here, and then all of a sudden, you know, they got me coming, and she disappeared. But she sends me great people like you. Don't get me wrong.
You know what happened is I got more responsibility at work, so I couldn't just come and go as I please, which is a good thing. But I'm happy to be back.
Thank you, David.
You nice to see you.
Oh, it's great seeing you, and a great soccer mom. You do all the important stuff.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
I try.
So you got a hot potato sent to you. What's your answer?
Well, so I also would like to say this. We've been doing hometown health grants for a couple of years now. And I do have to say it is a wonderful service for, you know, employees just to know that there's an option out there. I mean, some of the needs are just so basic, but yet they do fall outside of our general budget. So for an employee to be able to go to their manager and say, hey, can we get, you know, an extra, I don't know,
iPad or something.
iPad, yeah. Or, you know, a great one that we did is our Reach Out and Read program, where our family practice can now has a stockpile of books, like children's books. So when a child comes in, they can give them a book just to, you know, give them a little something for coming to the doctor and like, hey, good job. And they get to take a book home. So, that's been a really, that's, we've done that a couple years.
That's a big one.
Reach Out and Read.
That's a great one.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Rocksteady Boxing is a program for Parkinson's patients, and it's out of our rehab facility at Ridley Village. So we've supported that, with new equipment and just programming. Poison prevention program is through our pharmacy department, and they do poison prevention programs at the elementary schools. So really great program support. And again, just basic needs, like, you know, whether it's, you know, just something to hold gloves at acute care that hangs on the wall. I don't know what the fancy name for that is, but just little things like that, that have really helped boost employee morale and just know there's an option out there to get a few extra things to make their jobs easier.
And how great is that? Because they know what they need and want. You don't, unless you're in that department. And all of a sudden, you met them halfway.
You know,
this is important to us, too, to make your job easier. And guess what? Then they can focus more on the time on task.
Patient care. Yeah. Exactly.
Perfect. Well, that's really, really, really good. So if somebody wants to get in on this whole Find Your Strength fun run and whatever else you're calling it nowadays, how do they do that?
You can go to the website, bonnellgeneral.org/foundation. It's all there. There's a QR code. It's really simple, really easy. You can show up Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock at City Beach near the Snack Shack, or Saturday morning the day of to register then as well.
Yep.
So again, lots of opportunities.
Check the weather. If you think you might want to come out, you take a look outside, and if it's halfway nice and not thundering or whatever else, show up, because it's kind of cool too. The whole costume thing is, what a great idea that's been. And I've seen those old photos. I mean, that's an event by itself. And why not, if you're looking to be in a good mood, why not wander down there anyway and watch all the fun going on too?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And the foundation has done a good job of keeping the price point affordable. So, you know, a family can come and do the 5K, and then they can also do the 1K and run with their kids afterwards. So it is a lot of fun. It's a great last minute Saturday morning thing to do if you don't have soccer or anything else going
on. And you don't have soccer now.
Come join us.
You're probably going to Kalispell.
Oh, it never ends.
Never. I can tell you all about that.
Yeah.
It does never end.
You know, you're out there as much as I am.
But it's worth it. It really, truly is. So what does it cost?
$20 for an adult, nine to 17.
I told you to be no math involved, but okay.
Know your audience. Eight and under is free.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
And then we have family prices, you know, no more than 40 for a family. Mm-hmm. You could have eight kids and mom and
you
dad.
Get a t-shirt, you get a swag bag. We also did discounted pricing for our employees so that they can come and participate and also know that the money comes right back to them. So it's a win-win.
So they could register now if they wanted to online or wait until that Friday or Saturday to do that.
Correct.
As well.
So, we'll be there at 8 o'clock Saturday morning. The 5K starts at 10, so you've got time to come down.
All abilities are welcome. Strollers, just no dogs.
No dogs.
No
okay.
Dogs,
gotcha. And the 5K, what is the route?
It starts near the Snack Shack, goes down Sand Creek Trail, and that turnaround, that natural turnaround, and then back.
So what I'm hearing from you is there's very little traffic interface at all.
Right.
Really. I mean, nothing really.
Right.
And that's so safe for families too. And again, there's no safer place to walk. And also you have a lot of people around you that way too. So if that's in your mind, I can assure you that it's the safest possible route you could take versus downtown or whatever else.
Right.
So good. And what a beautiful scene that is too.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It's gorgeous. Yeah. You can't really beat it.
Yeah.
And we have great prizes. The winner, top male and female of the 5K, will get a shoot certificate from Outdoor Experience. We have a screening of a movie for 30 from Sandpoint Cinema. We've got bowling tickets
as a
prize.
Cool.
Yeah, for 7B Lanes, and pizza from Second Avenue Pizza.
Wow, that's really, really cool.
Yeah.
And that keeps growing too, I'll bet. As more people know about this every year, I think that's really, really cool. So,
Real quick, I'm going to shout out our sponsors, if that's okay.
Miss
Donna Hutter is always super supportive of the hospital. We thank her. Howard and Georgia Simmons as well. Serengeti Care, which is home care. Mountain West Bank, Cochava, 7B Lanes, YMCA, Sandpoint Cinemas, Mountain Lake Therapy, Second Avenue Pizza, 113 Main, and Outdoor Experience.
Wow. That's
Sand Creek Custom Wear as well.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Familia, yes.
Yeah, they're fun out there. They really are. And they've done such a good job on things. Oh. I'm sure they do the shirt designs
they
and all
sure
that.
They sure do.
Yes, super helpful.
No, it wouldn't happen without them, and it wouldn't happen without you. And again, this is such a almost an annual event now. It's been going on for a little while. It'll keep growing. It takes about 10 years around here to make something.
We're in year five.
Yeah.
So
you're getting there for sure. But
how many more years I have? Five?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't see that in the contract?
No.
Oh, yeah. There's no getting out of that.
It's
sure.
well worth so. It. I won't mind. I'll do it until I'm Can't do it anymore.
Well, very, very good. So mark June 13th on your calendar. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great weather. You'll have a so-so MC there, I hear. You'll have lots of activity and really great way to start a day, too. I mean, if you want to see people having fun, dressed up like superheroes, where else in the world would you get that?
Exactly.
Well, good. Well, thank you both for stopping
by.
It was great seeing you again, too. I'll see you out on the pitch one of these times.
Okay, sounds good.
Do not yell at the referee. I appreciate
it. I don't.
I listen for you, I know, just in case, for sure. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll be talking to Janice from the Sandpoint Lions Club, because she is going to be talking about the 4th of July stuff, and I'm sure you guys are involved with all that. We all are. And we'll be talking about, I think they have a yard sale or something fun coming up as well. So we'll take that quick break, and then when we come back, it'll be all things Lions.
Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert since 1990, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry, offering trailer service, parts, and repairs with a full hydraulic hose shop. They build them while you wait. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear, specializing in repairing all types of diesel and gas trucks, pickups, off-road vehicles, RVs, and heavy equipment. Stop by the shop on Triangle Drive in Ponderay. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company. Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the Old Powerhouse Building, online at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
Do you want safe, efficient excavation without the damage? Call Vandenberg Hydro Excavation, your local experts in storm drain cleaning, culvert jetting, and underground utility locating. Vandenberg Hydro Excavation high-pressure water and powerful vac systems get the job done right. No mess, no guesswork. Safe, efficient digging without the damage. Serving Sandpoint and surrounding areas across Idaho, Montana, and Washington. Find out more information online at vhexcavation.com.
At Fred's Appliance, we get it. Some mornings run smoother with extra help, whether it be from your little helpers pitching in to unload the dishwasher or having the right appliance that makes everything feel effortless. We know that creating memories in the kitchen is where all the magic happens. And right now, Fred's Appliance is here to help. All Bosch appliances are on sale and save up to $300 on select Bosch dishwashers. Come in today to take advantage of these savings. Fred's Appliance. We sell appliances, only appliances.
Live music in North Idaho. Join the party in Samuel's at the Blue Heron Cafe and Samuel Store Saturdays this summer. This week, the Summer Sunset Concert at Heron's Landing features Fershey Blues Crew. Music starts at 6 p.m. on the brand new outdoor stage. This is a family-friendly event with a food truck and beer garden. Tickets at the door. Summer Sunset Concerts at Heron's Landing in Samuels, 11 miles north of Sandpoint on Highway 95.
Lena K Realty has a commercial property listing with a price reduction down to $599,000. 350 feet of frontage on Highway 95 in Sagal. 3.25 acres and an approved ITD encroachment permit. Ready for your business vision includes a manufactured home, three beds, two baths, a small outbuilding, a barn, and a 40 by 40 shop. One Sagal water hookup included. Southern exposure and views of Baldy Mountain. See the professionals at Lena K Realty. LenaKRealty.com.
News Talk 97.1.
Well, happy Thursday, and thank you again for joining us on live local radio on 97.1. I am so lucky. I've got Janice here from the Lions Club, and from now until, I don't know, July 5th or so, on her mind is this thing called the 4th of July, because the Lions Club owns the 4th of July, the parade, the fireworks, all the cool stuff that goes on around that. And I thought we're about a month out now. Holy smokes. Wow. I thought maybe this is a good time to kind of remind people about what's going on and how they can help. And maybe you have a few other events before that too. So Janice, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I feel like a repeat offender.
Really, do you? Well, only you know better on this. So, yeah, it's that whole thing of saying no in the volunteer stuff. It's hard, isn't it?
What is that word?
No, I know. I've heard of people like that. I don't know any of them. You know, we have the Lions Club stuff, Rotary stuff going on here all the time, and it's easy to say yes because you see what happens? You know, you see the result of that too. And here exactly. you go again. So let's maybe start with the closest thing. And you have a yard sale coming up first to raise money, I'm guessing probably for the 4th of July.
Exactly.
Tell us more.
Every penny from our yard sale goes directly to pay for fireworks. So we're accepting donations right now. We will be open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the 12th, 13th, and 14th out at the Lions Club. Which is 609.
The museum. It's in the museum parking lot.
Yes, museum parking lot right there by the train car.
Absolutely.
We've got lots of really cool ideas.
What's the coolest thing you have so far?
An antique typewriter that I saw that I was like, ooh, that's so cool.
You're talking my language there. You know that. I know.
There's lots of cool stuff in there, though.
And how do you find stuff?
Just word of mouth, letting people know, hey. If you're having a yard sale right now and you didn't sell everything, feel free to donate it to the Lions Club. We'll sell it for you.
Or how about if you are thinking about having one and you don't really want to have one, you can deliver it, right? And you'll be happy.
Or if you're getting a divorce and you want to get back at your husband, donate all of his guns to us. We'd greatly appreciate it.
The whole shop goes.
Yes.
Yeah, let's get in the middle of that whole thing. Right? Yeah. When he shows up there and says, wait a second.
Wait, that's mine. I love
it. Give us the how can people donate, first of all? And again, tell us when and where.
Just reach out to us on Facebook or give us a call or email us. sandpointlions@gmail.com and we'll meet up with you. You can bring it by.
And we on Facebook means you because I've seen you out there.
I actually have a troop of people that monitor our, email and our Facebook page.
I just watch yours, I guess, because all of a sudden somebody says, do you know where I can get rid of something? And then I swear before they've even hit the send button on it, Jan's saying, hey, we've got this yard sale coming up.
Yes.
And that's awesome. It really is. It helps everybody. That rolls us right now into the 4th of July.
Absolutely.
So tell us about the fireworks, first of all, and tell us about how much it costs to do all this, and tell us how people need to help you this year.
Well, it being our 250th birthday of our country, of course, we have a big bang scheduled. Our fireworks, they're pyro spectaculars. They are an amazing group of guys. And we've had this young man, our technician, his name is Cody, and he's so excited to do the Sandpoint fireworks. He says, I'm packing it full of extra stuff this year for you guys.
So he comes along with the show. That's part of the contract.
He does.
Interesting.
And he's so amazing. And we've had him for the past 3 years, and he's just phenomenal with lighting them off. If you ever get out there, I mean, he's just such an energetic guy. He's really fun to talk with beforehand, too.
And so he brings all the crew then?
He does. Okay. They have two semi-trucks that they bring out with all loaded. I would never want to drive one of those.
Oh, can you imagine?
I know.
A fender bender could be fairly –
That would be so scary. And so if you want to support our fireworks this year, we are having our annual raffle. We are raffling off a wood stove that was generously donated by All About Chimneys and some firewood, which was donated by a local logger. And then our second place prize is $1,000 in Bonner Bucks, which is basically me running around following you with a credit card.
Oh, really? That
sounds $1,000.
Like fun.
It's pretty fun.
I like that.
Yeah, Deb Clark, who won last year, she just last month used the rest of her Bonner Bucks, and I think she really enjoyed having that freedom of saying, just charge it to the Lions Club.
Where did she spend her money?
Her last bit was spent at Value Tire and Storage in Segal, Idaho.
Okay.
And she spent some renting some equipment from A to Z Rentals out in Ponderay. I mean, she was really good about keeping the money local, and that's what we were hoping for.
And you do want that. I mean, you can't tell people to do that, but you'd hope they would.
We do. Yeah. And she was really amazing. She also donated quite a chunk to Toys for Tots. So she was pretty amazing as far as a raffle winner.
You found
goes.
A good winner.
We did.
Yeah,
we did. So if you want to get tickets right now, they're available for sale at Larson's. They are $5 each or a book of 5 for $20, or any of our Lions Club members has them. Most of our Lions Club volunteers work full time. And so it's hard to get them out selling in the public like we used to. But they are available online as well. If you go onto our website, you can buy raffle tickets right online, which is really
How do you do that? How do you buy a raffle ticket online?
You just go to our website and you drop down and you can purchase, and it's make a donation or purchase raffle tickets, and you can buy them. And then we write your name on them and show you a picture of them.
Oh, see, I did through Venmo when I've done my little projects like that too.
Those work good too.
You're Venmo. Smart. That's a clever way to do. How many tickets will you sell?
We're hoping to sell at least 5,000. We'll see.
And almost all of that comes right back into it, right? The cost of doing the parade, cost of doing the fireworks, all
Well,
that.
The cost of the parade pays for itself.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Yes. So the entry fees actually goes directly to Traffic Corp to pay for the traffic control people and to the permits because we have to cross the highway at 95.
So that's a wash.
That is. It's a wash.
And how many entrants do you have?
We usually have, right now, I think we have about 15.
Well, nobody does it until
July 3rd.
They all
wait until July 3rd, and then we'll have 100.
You know, I was looking through my little T-shirt collection, and you can imagine I have hundreds of T-shirts.
Oh, yes.
If Marlise is listening, I'm so sorry. I really am. But Janice made me have the shirt because about 4 years ago, I got a shirt for whatever we were doing.
Yes.
And I saw that, and I thought that was so cool because I think if you paid extra into your whatever,
yes,
we got that.
You've got a T-shirt, yeah. And we might bring the T-shirts back, just not this year.
Yeah.
We're not ready to, but maybe next year.
Yeah, you got to grow that back. I don't know if that's that's more of a nicety more than a necessity, isn't it?
It actually cost us quite a bit to make the T-shirts and give them away. But so if you are one of those fun families that loves safe and sane fireworks, please come down when we open our fireworks booth at Safeway. We will be selling fireworks starting 2 weeks before 4th of July and through the 5th of July. Every penny that you spend for the profit of that goes to pay for the fireworks.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, how about that? Good.
And so we will have Lions Club members sleeping there in the parking lot for the whole 3 weeks.
You've been one of those.
Yes,
I know.
I have. Not this year, thank goodness. But yes, I have.
Well, very, very good. How many entrants will you have in the parade?
We're hoping 100. That's about what we had last year. We had 102 last year. So
that's average?
Yeah,
100?
That's average.
Good,
yeah.
Good. And same people? A lot of them, are they regulars nowadays?
Sometimes we get new people, which is always exciting. Our judges love that because they get to look and see who's, you know, the up and coming.
I know, because some of the old timers get no awards lately, I've noticed, but no pressure at all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's okay. But no, the Boom Shaka Laka Laka Boom group from Rotary is, you know, just
they deserve
fun.
An award every
don't
year.
They, though?
They
don't
do.
They? Okay,
they are amazing.
You heard it here first, and there's
right.
an award coming for.
Yeah, come on, judges.
Yeah, like you're innocent of that whole thing. No, it's fun, and it's really a good slice of Americana, too. And, you know, it's one of those things that people say, you know, why do you live in a town this size, in a place like this, all that good stuff? And there's many reasons. But the 4th of July, honestly, in my book, is the tops.
It really is. You know, and we have fun with the judging, since we're talking about judges. We like to ask different businesses locally if they would come support our parade by being judges. Mm. And we had Sherry Jones from the Daily Bee was our judge for a couple of years. And then we had Mike and Dara from
Mr. Sub.
Mr. Sub for the last 2 years.
I've been working on them too.
Yes.
And they're claiming they don't have any
but
control.
They don't. Okay. And unfortunately this year they are not judges. We have Jamie Jeffries from Serve a Burger, and her crew are going to be our judges.
All
so
right.
You were barking up the wrong tree.
Well, no. I want to spread sunshine wherever I go. Don't
you
get me wrong.
You have to go to Serve a Burger.
However, now I see a lumberjack
that's right,
burger in my future.
Don't forget the fries.
And that's what's fun about it, too.
They have the best fries.
You know, and if you haven't been in the parade, and I went from being a spectator to being in the parade now the last many years, and it is such a great perspective. I mean, the people are 5 and 6 deep. The lines are 5 and 6 deep all around the start of it down Church there and then in the first. And it's just fun to watch that. And
all you see are smiles and people waving, and it gives you a sense of this community.
And don't you think we need more of a dose of that?
We do. I mean, every day.
Yeah.
Everybody needs that.
Yeah.
It gives you. It restores your faith in humanity. It really does.
It does. And, you know, knock on wood, everything's been good. And we hope this remains good. Any rules about candy and stuff? What do you do?
Just ask that you pass it out on the sidewalks.
Like walk?
Yes.
Yeah.
We ask that you don't throw it in the street because obviously it's dangerous if you throw candy in the streets.
Right.
We don't want kids getting hit by cars.
Right. So of all the, and you've been involved forever, of all the different events that you've seen, all the participants, what's been the most unique thing? What's the best act that you've seen?
Other than
the Boom Shaka Laka Laka Boom group.
I was going to say, that's one of my top ones. But I love watching the Elks and their golf carts. Mm-hmm. They are so amazing, the little tricks that they do. And there's just so many.
And Cal, too, right?
I mean, Cal is amazing. At every single display, you watch the time that they put into it. One year we saw a float that the Girl Scouts did where these Girl Scouts spent months building papier-mâché trees and all of these things for our environment. And I thought the time they put into that was amazing. So seeing our community out in the public is
absolutely
amazing.
Absolutely. So if somebody wants to register to be in the parade, how do they do that?
They go to our website, sandpointlions@wixsite.com. If you just Google Sandpoint Lions, our website pops right up.
Pops right up.
Yep, there's a little drop-down menu where you can fill out an application.
And what does it cost?
$100.
$100. And then send a check or whatever they do to
get... Yeah, or you can pay the day of, too, either way.
And we've done that before. We just drop it in that little box next to the...
Either way.
And that's good, too?
Yep.
Well... Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anything else we should know about this? Well, tell me about the fireworks, first of all. Same fireworks company?
Every year, yes. Yeah. We do TNT fireworks, and this year we have to go down to Post Falls to watch all the new fireworks, so we're pretty excited about that.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, again, make a come down, come downtown,
please,
and enjoy the neighbors. Buy a ticket or two, you know, win a prize. Wouldn't that be cool
some
too?
Cotton but candy support. From the Kiwanis. Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, we're all in it together. We really truly are. So, Janice, thank you so much for what you do, and I'm so glad you're here today
thank
to share this.
Me.
I may grab you one more time before the 4th because I want to keep people thinking about you.
Absolutely. So, well, thank you.
And with that, I can't top that, but I will let you go, and I look forward to seeing you next week. We've got a great show lined up there as well. But if you get a chance, find those Lions Club people and buy a ticket or two. And in the meantime, have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Sean.